This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Law enforcement officials in Bethel are receiving training on domestic violence issues after the Attorney General said the state must uphold tribal protection orders. KYUK Radio reports the three-day training began Monday for tribal and non-tribal judicial and law enforcement officials. The Alaska Forum on the Environment conference, underway in Anchorage this week, offers dozens of sessions on a wide range of topics. During one session Monday, speakers talked about the importance of traditional knowledge to science. During the question and answer session, one man said he doesn't see the point.
Are you doing this as some sort of intellectual exercise? We already know things are changing. We don't need you to tell us. We already know. We base our life on empirical knowledge. We learn by observing and doing. We base our life on it. Our life depends on it.
Wilson Justin, a local environmental observer in Chistochina in eastern interior Alaska, says traditional knowledge can help guide reactions to climate change.
Without traditional indigenous science and knowledge, you're going to kind of blunder your way through what's coming down.
Tony DeGanch, formerly with the U.S. Geological Survey, had given a report on a project documenting changing plant species in northwest Alaska, research that he says won't have an immediate payoff for subsistence hunters.
How they will use that information, I'm not sure either. My own private motivation, one of them, was building the case for climate change effects in hopes that it might, you know, building this body of knowledge will eventually influence policy and decision makers about impacts of climate change, of which there'll be winners and losers in terms of wildlife.
Several people commented on the negative or worrisome effects they're seeing from climate change, including thinner ice, fiercer storms, and lower animal population numbers. But Chris Cruz, a wildlife biologist at the U.S. Department of Interior, says climate change can also have positive effects.
When you start getting more mule deer and elk out there, or wood bison coming in through the highway corridor on their own, which will eventually happen, especially as the interior goes towards open woodland and it favors grazers, people are going to probably appreciate being able to stash an elk or two in the freezer or meat locker. If they have to. I mean, there's always winners and losers.
And Cruz says one of the losses may come when wild boar begin to infiltrate Alaska. Their numbers are already skyrocketing in western Canada. By destroying habitat, wild boar can edge out indigenous animals. Their numbers can grow quickly. One wild boar sow can produce as many as 18 offspring a year. And as the boar become prey, predator numbers can rise. The Forum on the Environment continues through the week at the Dena'ina Convention Center in Anchorage. Alaska State Troopers say they don't know who the rightful tribal leaders are in a Western Alaska village, so they've taken no action weeks after a federal judge said the agency could use force to evict former leaders involved in a prolonged power struggle. The January 12th ruling was in response to a request by the new leaders in the Yupik Eskimo village of Newtok, who asked the court to enforce a November ruling that ordered the old faction to stop claiming to be the community's governing body. The former leaders have refused to leave the tribal offices or relinquish records. The dispute began in 2012 and has stalled millions of dollars in government funds for relocation efforts for Newtok, one of Alaska's most eroded communities. A federal appeals panel also sided with the new tribal council in August. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.